Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia LaPointe, here with you today. And this is such an amazing show. We have something what we never do. We have actually co-hosts. This is like our Answers Unleashed morning show, if you will, today. We're doing something a little different. Now, if you know Answers Unleashed and if you have checked in every single week listening to us, you know what we do. What we do is we provide you with groundbreaking knowledge that will allow you to unleash your brain power, helping you understand your trier brain, which is the brain power that you need to change your entire world. So I am so happy to be here with you here today on Answers Unleashed. Now, have you ever experienced something that you have never known why it happened? Some things that cannot be explained even through science. Have you ever experienced that? Well, I put a post on Facebook and I put this information out there and I asked my callers, have you ever experienced something that you could not scientifically explain that was almost miraculous? And it was amazing. I saw so many responses. You could not believe responses, so much so I had to literally write it down. I had to find out what was happening here. Now, today's show deals with understanding metaphysics. And do you have it? Do you have ESP, that extra sensory perception that allows things to actually happen around you? Now, today I have my co-host today. I am here with Taylor Thibodeau.
Hey.
Taylor.
How's it going?
It is going great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. It's amazing to be in on this side of the mic with you instead of being behind the glass.
I know.
Watching you do your magic.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for being here on the show, and I'm just so happy that you are here. Now, if you don't know, Taylor is one of our greatest program directors here on the campus at Pierce Campus.
Aww.
And she is one of the greatest publicists. You have the Daily Tea.
Yes.
You have the Daily Tea.
I do.
Newspaper. And I'm so thankful because you bring news to people. And I love the fact that you're going to be on this show because you're helping us bring news to people.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you. And we also have Thorpe Klumpf here today.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm so great. Now let me tell you, Thorpe is our technical expert, who is the person who always makes sure every single thing with this show runs well. And he has such an experience with the background. And Thorpe, I'm just so happy that you are here today.
Oh, I'm really happy to be here. I love watching the show, and I love being able to come in and engineer for you every time you're in here. So to be on here is really special for me. I really appreciate it.
Well, not only that, listeners, if you ever hear his voice, his voice is one that you always remember, no matter what, decades from now. That's Thorpe.
These
that
are
is
smooth
Thorpe.
Sounds.
Yeah.
Well, you're too kind. Thank you very much.
So today's show is metaphysics. Metaphysics, and what is that? Metaphysics traditionally is a word that's used that comes from ancient Greece. And where it comes from is specifically a combination of words. It's meta, which is over and beyond, and it's physics. So it's over and beyond physics, things in which you just can't explain. So the combination of over and beyond current explanations of physics gives us this concept of metaphysics. And we actually have such a great show for you today because this is not something that's like spooky. It's something that's actually happening every single day, but we're actually exposing and showing it how all of you callers have shown how this comes about. Now, metaphysics is referred to as the branch of philosophy, that philosophy that deals with the cause and nature of being. And many, many universities have this special branch of metaphysics under what we call speculative philosophy. So this is actually taught in many different universities. And metaphysics usually is seen through today in several different areas. It's associated with philosophy, with religion, with parapsychology, with mysticism, yoga, dreams, astrology, meditation, ESP, this extrasensory perception, neurolinguistic programming, life after death experiences, reincarnation, some people call this, self-help studies deal with a lot with this, and positive thinking. So metaphysics is something that is really, really exciting because it's not talked about. It's not something that people usually talk about. Oh, yeah, I experienced something that I can't scientifically explain. Yeah. No, they actually stay quiet about it. So, I mean, we all have experienced things like this. And when I found out that my callers, Answers Unleashed callers, called in, it's like, that came in with so many callers. I created the 11 categories. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely. The 11 categories. 11 categories that has the unexplained. The unexplained. Now, the first category. Are you ready for this? Taylor, Thorpe.
I'm zoned in. I'm listening.
But the first one was telepathy. And it was so amazing. Some of the callers that called and said that they experienced times in which they're thinking about someone. And as soon as they think about someone, they will show up. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's definitely happened to me. That happens to me a lot, actually.
When, how does that happen?
So my boyfriend and I, we're long distance. So, like, I don't know if it's we're on a schedule or we just feel each other's energy, but, like, there'll be instances where I'm like, oh, I wonder what such and such is doing. And he'll text me as soon as, like, I'm thinking it. Or, like, he'll FaceTime me as soon as I'm thinking it. But we do it so often, like, to each other, that it's kind of like, well, what the heck is going on?
With
like,
the, yeah.
Like, so we're thinking about each other at the same times, and we pop up.
And you,
like,
pop up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, telepathy specifically, and this is how I define it, it's the ability to see or hear the thoughts of other people. And if you're close to them, it's even faster. These thoughts can be any part of the human body, and this is why I actually describe, it can be even nonverbal. And this is a communication that is actually sent. And if you follow my work about the tree of brain, you know when I talk about the tree of brain, it deals with the three-sided part of the brain, the left, the right, and the center. And the center part is the connection, is the faith section. It is like the root of the brain that goes to the body. Mm-hmm. And so with this, the show, the brain power that exists is having that third part of the brain, the faith section of the tree of brain, actually transforming itself, going through the body as roots, and actually extending outside of us as like the energy that goes through our body. It's not just in our body, it's actually around us too. And so if you follow my work, you see that I talk about that with Einstein's theory. So telepathy, I really do feel, is the ability to actually place our energy outside of our brain.
Makes sense to me. Mm-hmm.
It was fascinating to hear what my callers thought.
Well, yeah. I mean, and like Taylor said, it actually just happened to me the other day in terms of thinking of someone that I had. And then this is someone I haven't spoken to in almost over a year. And just the day before, I was thinking about her. I was like, oh, wow, maybe I should reach out and say hello. And then all of a sudden she called me.
Ah, well.
And we had like a kind of like an odd connection in a way. You know, we were both thinking about each other at the same time. We felt like we needed to reach out to each other, which I think was pretty cool.
Telepathy at its work. This is like amazing. So get this. The second one, the callers, and this is something that popped up a lot, and I categorize it. Healing of hands. Healing of hands. And this is what I define it as. It's like the hands, the people have... Everyone, not just anybody or specific people, but I think everyone has the ability to use their hands for healing. And it is, hands are often in this type of scenario when I was listening to what the callers were saying, is that they have experience when someone has placed hands on them healing. And this story comes from Ariel. She was a caller, and she said that she went through a surgery, and she had people pray for her, and they placed hands on her, and immediately when she went to the hospital the next day, immediately there was healing happening in her body, and one of the tumors started dying. And it was like so amazing hearing her story, and it was like, it was great. And the hands deal a lot. Hands, we have the ability to heal hands and use hands as a way of healing. And I'm not quite sure if you've ever experienced any of that. Thorpe, have you ever seen anything like that?
Kind of growing up, I grew up in a little bit of a different a different way than most people. Like, metaphysics has always been something kind of very big in my family. So opening your mind and your body and your spirit and channeling all of your energy to help heal people or heal yourself or just have positive thoughts to manifest things for you is something that I grew up with. But definitely, yeah, I mean, even we kind of did this off the air a few days ago when we were talking about this. But, you know, rubbing your hands together as a kind of way to build up
that potential energy that we have.
Build up that potential energy. And once you have it built up and you can direct it, you definitely can feel something happening. Once you start to transfer the energy from your own body to just another part of your body or to somebody else, and you can definitely feel a physical change happening.
Yes, and I this is my theory. Tell me what you guys think. I think washing hands isn't as important as rubbing your hands together. I mean, like when people say, oh, go and wash your hands, I think the soap and the antibacterial is great, but I think it's something about rubbing our hands together with having that healing energy that's created. So I was fascinated by that.
Yeah, I think what the issue is that people don't really know about, you know, like you are energy, like everything that you exude is energy, or, you know, what you have within, like people will know how you feel based off of what you give off. I don't think a lot of people don't
aware
know
that they're giving off energy.
Yeah, they're not aware of that. So, I mean, I kind of agree. Like, you know, you have to always be in check of your energy and what you give off and how you feel and your auras and your chakras. Like, you have to always keep things in line, but I don't think people know
that
to keep those
even
in check.
Even that they have that power.
Right, right, exactly.
And so this brings us to our next one. Okay, get this. This one came from Wendy, one of our Answers and Lease watchers. Moving of physical things with eyes was the next category.
Oh.
She actually was in a class, she said, that she thought it was just like, yeah, right. She was in this class where you can actually bend spoons. So she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, right. I can't do this. And apparently she was in the class. And so she's like, it's real.
Oh my. So what did she move? Like, she really bent a spoon?
She said she bent a spoon.
That's
she
incredible.
Bent a spoon. I know. I don't know how to do that. No, I know how to do a lot of things.
Did she explain how that happened?
Wendy, if you have the opportunity, call us at 888-88-ANSWERS to ask.
Yeah,
tell
I
us
wanna
more.
I want to know. So, like, I want to bend some spoons or something. Maybe bend a couple people. I want to know.
Yeah. So, well, knowing, and that brings us to the next one. Are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm. Lay it on me.
Premonition.
Seeing
events. Yeah, you heard it exactly. You could already know the meaning just by hearing it. Seeing events independent of time and space. Has that ever happened to you?
Definitely.
My gosh.
It's happened to me so often throughout my life. It started off really kind of boring when I was a kid. Like, I would just think of my favorite TV show or a specific episode of something, and then magically a day later it would show up.
Oh.
But as, you know, I got older, one of the things that my mother and I used to do were like these little kind of training exercises to kind of open up the center part of your brain that kind of helps you focus and pick up all of these things that we're talking about. And the more and more we practiced with it, the more and more I would see things before they would happen.
Ah, like what?
Mm-hmm. You know, knowing that something, unfortunately, someone was going to be coming down with an illness, I would get a feeling that somebody wasn't going to be doing well. It happened not too or fairly recently with another family member. Mm-hmm. And not just stemming from that, but also just knowing, oh, maybe I'm going to go see this person, or maybe I shouldn't take this route to get to work today because something bad is going to happen.
Well, it's like using your intuition.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
a little
good stuff
a little
too.
Bit, yeah.
A good stuff comes from premonitions too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, my experience with, I have a lot of, I want to say it's kind of connected to deja vu.
Uh-huh.
Like, I remember my dreams very often, so I like kind of keep track of them. At one point, I used to write them down.
Oh, that's your dream. Nice.
And yeah, I used to, because I was having dreams so often, I was remembering them very, very vividly. I'm like, oh my God, this is for a reason. And I would look up, why am I dreaming about this? But like, there was one instance in particular that popped into my mind was a friend of mine who had a clothing line. She was going to have a photo shoot, like she was going to do really big. She was going to have these people there, and she was going to have me like kind of model the stuff. I'm not a model, but I remember being in the studio looking at a screen with a line of girls, and that's all I remember from the dream. So when I got to the studio the day of her photo shoot, I'm standing there and I'm like, I literally stopped.
It was the same thing. Just like,
oh my God, because I know I dreamt about it.
Oh my gosh.
I know for a fact, and it sent chills up my spine. I was like, oh my God. Like, so that kept happening to me over time, so I just kind of feel like it's kind of something that I've been gifted with.
That's a beautiful gift. And yeah. The fact that you captured it in a journal, I think that's one of the most important things that every Answers and Leaves listener needs to know. Writing things down. When you write it down, it actually comes out of your brain. You no longer have to hold on to it.
Right.
It actually can be created here by you putting it down in a journal. You're literally giving it life. You're literally giving it life. And I think that is so great that that's what you did for that one. Epiphany.
We might reach an epiphany.
You know, I'm looking at my sheet with what I wrote down, and I said epiphany, but do you know what it was supposed to be?
What?
It's empathy.
Oh, wow.
Empathy. Empathy is feeling exactly what is happening in someone else's body, that whatever they're feeling. And I think we've all, each one of us have
to
gone
a degree.
Through this to a degree. And I'm so thankful that as long as we're not sociopaths, I think we really
I don't think I'm a sociopath.
The next one is medicine healing. This was another category I had. Medicine healing was just the intuition of the right herbs or the right medicine that is used to heal, used to facilitate healing within the body. Mm-hmm. And we see a lot of acupuncturists use this technique. We see some massage therapists. I think that's a combination of like hands and medicine healing. We see even doctors use this, the right combination of drugs that would be used to heal someone, to get them back to stability so they can actually go through the natural herbs and medicines to completely heal fully. Mm-hmm. We see this in different ways. So next one. Are you ready for this one?
Sure. What do we got?
Musical and vocal healing.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about this yesterday.
Go ahead. Yeah. I definitely believe that. There's so many songstress out there that just make you cry and make you feel healed. Like after you listen to a 3-minute song.
Yeah.
And you have this power that you feel like you can go out and just do anything in the world. Like I definitely believe that.
Who's that for you?
I love, at the moment, I'm currently listening to Guapale, who is a singer. Her album is amazing. Like her EP, I mean, it's amazing. She has a song in there called Power that I just absolutely love. It's like painting a picture of sunlight and like life and making you feel like positive.
Sunrise is actually a really good description because it actually rises you up. Thorpe, who are your favorite?
Musician? I mean, I'm all over the place, but you know, I host a music related show, so I love all music.
Well, you're very creative. I mean, that's in itself is a gift.
Well, thank you. But there, I do believe there is definitely healing capabilities in music, whether it's music has a tendency to be very cathartic for anybody, not just the people who are listening to it, but the people who are actually producing and putting out this music. It helps you purge a lot of things and helps you feel a lot better, but it also brings people together.
It does.
One of the things we were talking about yesterday was the unfortunate incident that happened in Manchester at the Ariana Grande concert. And we were talking with my guest about how through music and through everything else, we're going to be able to bring people back together and help heal all of the damages and the losses that they suffered over there.
Yeah, well, we saw this actually in the 80s, and you guys probably weren't born yet, but I was. Well, Live Aid, that was like when all these singers got together. It was like Patti LaBelle, it was Michael Jackson, it was like all these people. And it was also We Are the World. We are the world. We are children. Right? Remember that song? That song was out there, and it was something that brought money. It was a fundraiser opportunity, but it was all their voices put together. And for me, I love different singers. Sade is like one of my favorite singers when you want to move through depression. When you want to get out of that.
That's a great description of Sade.
And then Jennifer Hudson, I am moved. She will just stand in one place, and her voice that will come out, and how she is able to manipulate the air mm-hmm. with her vocal cords, it will send chills down my spine. And every single time I listen to her, and she just, for me, she just has a gift of overcoming. And when I look at her and hear her, all she has to do is just stand in one place. And that voice that comes out of her, you automatically know when you hear it, you can get through anything.
Oh, yeah. But there's also, I don't think it's only music. I think also through people who are motivational speakers can heal. Just by the, how do I want to explain this?
It's their voice.
Not by the words, just their voice.
It's their voice, their being.
Yes, yes. Like their voice, the way they say their words is very healing. Like I love to listen to Oprah speak. Because she has that voice where it's like when she speaks, you listen and you know she's telling you the truth.
Ah, yeah, integrity.
Yeah, yeah, integrity. Like she has whatever about her, she has that when she speaks.
Yes, I definitely agree with you there. And I really do believe that was the reason why President Barack Obama was so powerful. It's because he brought healing. It's just his voice and his being alone brought healing to a nation. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Faith is the next category. And this is how I define it. It's knowing that things will come to pass despite there being no evidence at all that it will even happen. But you know it will.
We all gotta have faith in order to move through this life. You gotta have faith.
You have to have faith. And there's a belief that in an event, and that belief alone in an event empowers the event to happen. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times. I feel like that's how a lot of everything I do comes to fruition, because I believe it's going to happen before it happens. Mm-hmm. And in the moment, like, I try to tell myself, you know what? It's going to happen. Just let God have it. He's going to bless it however he wants to bless it. And then the next, like, it doesn't come when I want it to. But in a couple weeks or a couple days later, it'll miraculously pop up, and I'll just be like, sometimes I catch myself in tears, like, yes, like, because I believed it was going to happen. I had faith that it was going to be carried out.
Yes, I do believe that. I think faith is that extension of the brain power. Mm-hmm. Faith is that extension of the brain power where that is like the foundation for every single thing to happen, because in order to have faith, you have to, it's really bridging the spiritual world and the scientific world together. Mm-hmm. Because when you see something that exists in your mind that doesn't physically exist, it's literally existing in one dimension, and this dimension of your thought. And then when you have faith, that's actually allowing that thought process, and thought is a conversion of energy. It's allowing that thought process to take this energy out of your brain and bring it into reality, so the earth, the three dimensions that we experience, can literally start taking it and shaping it and putting it into form with all the different science that we know.
Mm-hmm.
So faith.
Definitely believe.
The faith. The next one. Now, this was an amazing one. And this was from several different people. Called up and wrote in. It's the discerning experience and exorcism. And people
exorcism.
Are exorcism. Yeah, people accept this.
No.
But it was actually a great thing, though, how the callers went and said it. And this is how I define it. It's being able to see spirits and cast them away from yourself and other people. Being able to see spirits and cast them away from yourself and other people.
I guess it just has a really bad connotation.
I think all of us have seen horror movies.
Yeah,
I think that's why.
Like, exorcism. Oh, Lord.
But it goes into that. It's like something that is not yours that needs to go.
True.
Something that is not yours that needs to go. And I think so many times we think, oh, someone else's anger and frustration, we think it's ours. No, it has to go. That's nowhere near us.
The eggs, like,
and,
no.
Yeah, and this particular caller, it was Jake. He said that he had an experience where he had he was addicted to chewing tobacco. And he said that he had someone told him that it was something that was attaching to him, and he didn't like it. He didn't like that he was told that. And he's like, what is this? Right. So he actually said that he went over to church one day and had people lay hands on him so that he'd break this addiction to the chewing tobacco. And he said that he just knew that something was taken off of him when someone prayed that whatever spirit that was would be taken off of him and let him go. And so he said at that moment in time, he felt that there was a complete burden lifted off of his shoulder. And after that moment, he never, ever, ever craved chewing tobacco ever again.
Wow.
Oh, that's really impressive.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So Jake, if you want to share your story personally online, call us up. This is just so great. The next one is, now this one is really cool. This one is reviving life. And this is the ability to bring back growth or life back into people, plants, or situations that is not ready to end. And that's really deep, isn't it?
I feel like we do that for ourselves, don't we? At some point in our lives, if we...
Well, we have to revive it. But doctors are great at this.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Thorpe, you've experienced this before. You've seen this.
Oh, yeah. More times than I can remember. I mean, I went to school for respiratory therapy, and I rotated through more than a couple of handfuls of hospitals. And part of the job is having to take care of people who are... near the end of life, whether it's that's where they're supposed to be naturally at that time or something unfortunate happens. And you do have the biggest responsibility of being, especially for in respiratory, not to belittle everybody else, but is you're head of the cardiac and the rapid response and code blue team. And you have to bring people back to life. Mm. And it's happened, more, like I said, more times than I can remember. It's a pretty empowering feeling to be able to take someone who was on the verge of losing their life and be able to bring them back and keep them
operating.
Keep them operating, yeah, and keep them here and keep them coherent and then send them home. I mean, that's one of the greatest feelings in the world.
Wow.
Is to be able to have someone be so close and then, you know, like a few days, a week later, you know, you see them pack up and get ready to go home had ever happened.
Wow. The doctors have that gift. A lot of doctors actually have this gift. And we don't necessarily talk about it like that.
No.
But a lot of doctors that they're specialists. They are brought in. What is it, cold blue? Thorpe, is it called code blue?
When someone starts to go downhill, they call either a rapid response or a code blue. Now, a rapid response is what happens before the person is technically... their body is just not functioning. Mm. They're on the way there, but you get to them quickly enough to try and prevent that. Then a code blue is when the heart has stopped beating. There's no electrical impulse going from the brain to the heart to keep it beating. And that's when we come in and we either cardiovert with, I'm sure you've seen the paddles on TV, clear, everybody drops everything, and you give them a shock, or you just physically lay hands on them and manipulate...
Mm.
The chest and pump their heart for them until the heart can start pumping again all on its own. And you breathe for them. You do all of that. And it's a very stressful thing to do.
I'm pretty sure. This person's life.
I'll leave that to the specialist.
Yeah.
Well, that is amazing. And I really do believe that these are different spiritual gifts we all have, but I think that we have a signature. You know how we have like a certain, everyone for the most part has a way that they can communicate themselves written in either, they have a way in which they sound, they have a way in which they write. We all have a signature in the way we express ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that our brain has the ability through the third part, the faith sector, that connects our brain to our body and connects ourselves to the outside world. I truly believe that our brains have this ability to give us a spiritual signature. It's like a way that we use and most often these different type of techniques to bring healing to the world, a way to change the world simply by our being, simply by our faith, simply by our belief system, being able to see something that's not someone else's. I mean, that ability, I think, is so amazing. And the last one we have here is manifesting. Manifesting. And this is miraculously multiplying or changing physical objects for benefit. Now, we saw this in the Bible. If anyone is not familiar with the story that's read in the Bible, in the Bible, Jesus is tasked to feed a group of people, and he has just a couple of... Someone comes up to him and says, a little boy, and he comes up to Jesus and says, all right, I just have this little fish and this little bread. You can use this. And the story in the Bible, if you read it, is that Jesus took this fish and took this bread, And so he said, all right, and he put it in this basket. And then he told his disciples, all right, now start feeding everybody. They're like, off what? We just have a piece of bread and a piece of fish. How are we going to feed all these 5,000 people? And so literally they looked in the baskets and all of a sudden there was enough food for everyone, leftovers. Every single person in the story was fed. And so I really do believe we have that ability right now manifesting. We see billionaires do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We see billionaires do it. There are people like put in a little bit of money into like Facebook or
Bitcoin.
We see or like the stock companies or put a little money into harvesting this one particular crop and boom, it takes over and it manifests and it grows far beyond what anyone would ever think. Has that ever happened? Have you ever seen that happen?
Give me a second. I got to think. I'm pretty sure we've all done it on our own at some point in our lives.
Well, it kind of goes back to what Taylor was talking about earlier. It's kind of like having faith, and I think manifestation kind of go hand in hand with each other.
Because
if you start thinking, even if it's just thinking, you start thinking positively and strongly enough about something that you want or a goal that you need to accomplish, all of a sudden, all the materials you're going to need to get to achieving that goal are going to find their way to you.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story, and this is my story, and then after this we're going to close, but I want to share this story, and it was about manifesting. I truly believe Oprah has this ability. Billionaires have this ability, and I found that I had this ability. It was something really small, but it was really like powerful. There was one day I left the house. I needed to go to the gas station, and I thought I had my wallet on me, and I had to get to this appointment. And I had to get to the appointment, otherwise they would cancel my appointment, and I'd still have to pay like an exorbitant amount of money for the canceled appointment.
Thanks to the way the world works.
Yeah, right. Thanks to the way the world and appointments go. And so what happened was that one day I was driving down the street, and I planned to get on the freeway, but before the freeway, I was planning to stop off and get some gas. And when I stopped to get some gas, I looked, I didn't have my wallet on me. I didn't have enough gas to get home. And I didn't have money to take the freeway. And then what really, really was crazy is that when I went to my phone died. And I didn't have my charger. I couldn't even call AAA. And so I thought to myself, oh my God, I have 25 minutes to get to this appointment and I have no money. And so I came out of the car. I remember looking around. I started thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm going to start begging for money. I'm going to be like one of the people on the street going, do you have a dollar? Do you have like $5? And so I literally got out of my car and I asked people, do you have a dollar? No one gave me anything. They thought I was just one of these people that was just like, and I was like thinking, I really need to put gas in my car, right? And I thought, what do I do? I looked in my car, didn't see any money. I was like, I was panicking. I was like, what do I do? I have to find AAA. I find a telephone. What am I going to do? And I'm like, and I remember at that moment in time, I'm like, help me. That's my prayer was. Simply, help me. I looked everywhere. I looked in my car. I looked in my jacket pocket. You know how you look in your pants and jacket pockets hoping that you find something, right?
Maybe I'm $5.
And so I looked all over trying to find this. Didn't find anything. And I sat there and I said, help me. I don't know what to do. And so I said, let me look again. And the pocket that I looked in that had absolutely no money in it whatsoever, I looked in it again. And it was exactly $5. That was the exact amount of money it took for me to get over to put gas in my car, get over to the appointment, so I could eventually call AAA from the appointment and get gas to drive back home.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Manifesting. Yes. So you've heard it here on Answers Unleashed. I must thank my co-host today. Oh my God, Taylor Thibodeau.
No problem.
I'm so happy you're here. And then Thorpe Klumpf. You will hear from both of these great specialists here again on Answers Unleashed. I'm so happy to be with you here every single week here at the Pierce College campus here on KPCRadio.com. Find our shows. Find find us on AnswersUnleashed.com. Check out our further podcasts so you know what's going on. Hear about other great shows that we have. And lastly, you could always call us on 888-88-ANSWERS to find out all the answers to your questions that you have for us. Again, I am Olympia LaPointe, your host here on Answers Unleashed. And remember, manifesting, faith, all these great spiritual abilities of metaphysics belongs to you. Remember it. And remember it here. First come to you on Answers Unleashed. I'll see you next time.